Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
This book, Pete Gregg, he wrote a book called How to Pray. In this book, he's the founder of an organisation called 24/7 Prayer, which has gone around the world. And he says this. He says, one person in every four prays the Lord's Prayer each year on Easter Day alone. One person in every six bows towards Mecca up to five times a day. And he gives a couple of our examples in his book. I think what he's doing in this, as he begins to talk about why pray, he's introducing the concept that prayer is not a weird thing. That it's not super holy, only for Max and Joe. Only for Joe. It's not a super holy thing, but actually it's for all of us who would follow Jesus. But actually the thing that jumped out to me as I read that and the other examples was not actually that it's not a weird thing, because I never thought prayer was a weird thing, but actually the difference between faiths. One quarter of people pray the Lord's Prayer once a year. For every 100 people, there are 25 prayers a year said. One in six people bow down and pray five times a day a Muslim prayer. For every 100 people in a year, there are 30,416 prayers said in the Muslim faith. Why is that? Why is it different? Is it because actually the faiths, there's more in one faith than there is the other? And the answer to that would be no. Actually, for those that would say they have a faith, 31% would say it was Christian, 24% would say it's Islamic. So 7% fewer Muslims pray way more than the equivalent Christians. Now, it's not that simple. I've been a little mean using Pete Gregg's numbers out of context. And if you are into your numbers and your maths, you'd be well within your rights to take me to task for how I've used those numbers and how I've extrapolated them out. But it does give us the feel for what's going on out there, doesn't it? The reality is, as a faith who were commanded by their Lord to pray, we typically don't. And the reason I wanted to preach about this today, or speak to you about this from the heart today, is because actually I find this difficult, and I'm concerned, as a parish, we have taken on one of my weaknesses, and we are not praying enough in this parish. I'm not saying that about everyone. I'm just saying, as a general feeling, I don't see us where prayer is our number one thing. Why do people not pray, do you think, I wonder? Maybe we're distracted by life, things, or perhaps, and this would be perhaps one of my weaknesses, we rely on our own strength. Is it that no one taught us how to pray? We simply don't know how to pray. Or do we feel that our prayers are ineffective? Or do we not simply believe that God will answer our prayers? It could be any one of those reasons, and any one of 100 more that you might have, why we find prayer difficult. And I could stand up here and go through each one of those, and we could spend a few minutes on each one, answering each one, and I could knock them all out the park. But that doesn't matter, really. Because if you call yourself a follower of Jesus, if you are even investigating who Jesus is, then this and every other excuse is irrelevant. Because Jesus told us that we should pray. Matthew 6:5, when you pray. Mark 11:24, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer. Luke 21:36, be always on the watch and pray. Jesus, our Lord, the God who came to this earth, said, now pray. And I don't nearly enough. He also didn't just, I love a leader who leads by example. He didn't just tell us how to pray. He said, this is it. Luke Jesus often withdrew to lonely places from chapter 5. Chapter 6 talks about Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. 22:41, he withdrew about a stone's throw away beyond them, knelt down and prayed. Just a few examples of Jesus telling us that we should pray and then leading by example. There are loads more, as you will know, in the Gospels. If we don't pray, then we don't get to have that relationship with God that Jesus promised, life to the full. If we want a relationship with the God who created us, then we need to pray. Equally, if we want to be a parish that God uses to bring his kingdom here, to build his kingdom in this place, then everything we do needs to be built upon a foundation of prayer. Jesus specifically told us to pray and then showed us how. So how then should we pray? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe what we have in our heads about prayer is a bit like this. Someone knelt by their bed at night, eyes closed tightly, hands in front of them. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this with one accord, to make our common supplications unto thee, and thou dost promise that when two or three are... I can't even finish it. But joking aside, that might be the sort of example that most of us grew up with. I mean, I didn't grow up as a Christian, so I didn't have to suffer that. But most of us might have that in our head about prayer. And actually, the archbishop from 300 after death, that's probably an appropriate prayer for him to pray at that time, in the translation that he used. But it doesn't work for me. Can you imagine me standing up here and praying that? It doesn't work for me, and I'm guessing it doesn't work for many of us. What I've discovered for me in the last 10 years is that the best way for me to pray, with my personality, with who I am as a person, who God made me, best way for me to pray is to go for a walk. I tell you, there is, when I'm out in, when I'm walking in the hills of the Lake District, and of course Scotland, and when I'm walking in the hills, I can't help but pray. When I'm surfing on my surfboard and I'm out beyond the break waiting for the wave to come in, there is no holier place for me. Now, what I am discovering in the last couple of years is silence is also good. That isn't my natural place to be, as you might imagine. But actually, what I'm discovering in the mornings is just a moment of being with God in silence is drawing me into him. It's drawing me into him. I love, even though it's difficult for me, I love what Mother Teresa said in an interview. She was asked, when you pray, what do you say to God? And she replied, well, I say nothing. I listen to him. So the interviewer got excited and said, well, what does God say to you when you listen? And she said, of course, as you can read, he doesn't say anything. He listens. There is something about silence. I don't pretend to understand what that is. My mind wanders, but when I drag it back, I feel God's presence. But at some point after that, it needs to be, for me, it needs to get into a more obvious communication. And that's when I go for a walk. That's when I work within my personality type to speak to our God. That's one way that I pray. Pete Gregg in this book is using the Lord's Prayer a lot to show the format of prayer that Jesus taught us. The Lord's Prayer, you understand, isn't a prayer that we need to say word for word for word. It's saying when you pray, pray like this. Speak your desires to God, your concerns to him. Seek wisdom from him, guidance from the God who created you, who cares about you, who cares about his sons and daughters. And praise God, a God worthy to worship. Prayer is all these types of things. It's silence and all of this as well. I want to be honest with you and say that without a relationship in prayer with our God, God isn't God. He's simply a lucky charm. And he's not that, is he? He's not just a lucky charm. is a God that came for us, who wanted to be with us in communication. So maybe asking then, how should I pray, or how should we pray, is the wrong question. Maybe the correct question is, how should I pray? How should you pray individually? Maybe that's the question to ask. And I've got some good and some bad news on that one. I think that is the question to ask. How you should pray, how your personality works with prayer, that is it. The bad news is, it's your responsibility to find out how that is. I can't do that for you. It's down to you. And it probably changes over time. And you might have to look again. For me, I often have to switch up the way I pray because I've got a short attention span, as you know. So I have to switch it up, constantly pursuing. Like I said, when I'm silent and my mind wanders off onto the shopping list, I have to drag it back again. Start again. We are responsible for our own discipleship. We're responsible for our own part, our relationship with God. I can help. I can be here with ideas and I can pray for you, but you are responsible yourself. However, if like me, you do like a bit of a starter for 10, then I would recommend this book by Pete Gregg. In it, he suggests a four-phased way of praying that I've also given you on a sheet this morning. He says, pause. That's the quiet bit. Pause. Let the world wash around you. If you've caught the train to London, just sit briefly before you go into the office and pause. You know, if the kids are going mad around you, go and lock yourself in the toilet. My wife once said to me, I can't even go to the toilet alone. But anyway, but I understand at different phases of life, it's difficult. But just pause. Rejoice. I love what he says here. No one stares up the Northern Lights thinking, wow, I did an incredible job there. How's it? I mean, we live in a wonderful place. Can you not walk outside and rejoice in what God has done? And then he says, ask, doesn't he? Ask, just as the Lord's Prayer says, ask. And we frequently ask for the Lord to guide us here. And then yield. Yield is to say, actually, I am not God. I've made mistakes. I know sometimes, I get accused sometimes of putting myself down up here when I say, you know, I've made mistakes in the morning. I know that some of you don't like it. But you need to know that we yield to God, not to Max. I yield to God. I know, I don't beat myself up. God loved me so much that he came looking for me just as he did you. But we yield and we worship the Creator God who loves us beyond measure. I have no problem saying, God, I've mucked up. I'm sorry, can you help me? You could, again, take that sheet home, put it where you have your cup of coffee in the morning. I always have a cup of coffee with God in the morning. Put it there and just use that as a, if it helps, use it as a template. If it doesn't help, throw it in the bin. The important thing is not how you pray, but how you pray with your relationship with God. Now, Pete Gregg has put that down. He's, you know, it's just one man's ideas of how you might do that. But to be fair to him, he did start a worldwide prayer movement that prays 24/7. So he's probably got some ideas to give, isn't he? So, by the way, does anyone want this book? You're all shy when I do this. Linda, I'm leaving Linda for there. Because I promised her a book last time, and she's been away from her. I've got one up for you. There's one there for you. I'm just going to come into land a little bit, guys, because without prayer in our lives, and we're not beating ourselves up here, but without prayer, at some point, life is going to knock you sideways. And without a personal prayer life, you're going to find it very difficult to get back on track with God. But when life does knock you sideways and you've got prayer as a rhythm in your life, you're going to know, even though he might seem distant in that moment, he's not. You're going to know as you continue in that rhythm that he is with you. And that is true for us as a parish here. Are we not seeing God move in this place? We had a lovely service at St. Thomas earlier on. 4 new people that I'd spoken to. Nothing to do with me. There's people that God has brought along. coming along, as I said last week, a couple coming to me saying, are we allowed to come to your church? What a ridiculous question. What a wonderful question. Of course you are. We're seeing God move. But if we don't get this foundation of prayer right in our parish, in our family here, he can only use us a certain amount. And I think he's got bigger ideas for this place. I think he wants to see us move more deeply in relationship with him. He wants to see more people come to know him. We're not looking for church transfer. We're looking for people to come to know the Lord Jesus fully in their lives. I think he's got big ideas, but we can't do it without him, and we won't do it without a foundation of prayer. So how can you be part of that corporate worship? Well, you can speak to our dear Linda over there and say, can I join the WhatsApp group, Linda? We've got a WhatsApp group. It's been wonderful recently. Stephen, who many of you won't know, is an old friend of mine, a pastor from Portsmouth who's retired, and has been posting little encouragements on there. What a great person to have amongst us now. Join the WhatsApp group, the prayer group. It's not a gossip group, it's a prayer group. It's what we do. We pray. And then there are the prayer pointers that come on here each week that Deb nags me for on a Monday morning. Use these prayer pointers. When you have your cup of coffee with God in the morning, just pick those five prayer pointers. They're an indication of where we think God's heart is here right now. Wednesday morning, some of us meet in the room next door. And we just pray for half an hour. It's not hard. Well, we natter for a while, so it's probably 20 minutes in reality. But we just pray for a brief time. It goes out on Facebook as well. And you can see that on Facebook at that time or afterwards. But just join us. If it works for you, join us. And then later on in the year, I'm not going to put a prayer course on for the sake of it. But if enough of you come to me and say, actually, Max, we hear you, I'll do that 8-week prayer course with you. Pete Gregg, the author of that book, 24/7 Prayer, they've got an 8-week video-led prayer course, which is really relatable. If enough of you decide that you want to take this seriously, I'll put it on. But I'm not going to waste my time if it's just me and Susie, am I? And I don't want to be harsh in that. I just want to be real with you because I really think this is important. To my friends, please do pray. Please, for yourself, pray. Find a relationship. Find out what works for you. He came to you. Surely you can take a few moments to figure it out. But also pray corporately. I don't need to know necessarily that you're praying corporately unless God speaks to you and you need to share that with me. But pray corporately. Pray corporately and personally with the God that cries out to you for a relationship. And my final thing to say is, please watch and pray with me.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.